All right, injuries. You've got Willie Gay. He's in the concussion protocol. Alex Okafor, hamstring. Baker, we're just resting him from the old injury. Evan Bayless, ankle. And Mike Rimmer's back is getting better. Doing good with that. And then Chad Williams, with his groin, is also getting better. Good practice today. I appreciate the tempo that the guys have had, the work ethic. They're trying to detail their work, which becomes important. And you have a chance to get better if you're willing to do those things. Anyways, with that, time's yours. Antonio tweaked his knee, and they're going to check it out here when we get off the field. So.
I've
thought about it. I'm not sure you can do that with the parity in the league and the way the playoffs are set up, and that, you know, every game is an important game. So, but the competition and the numbers, you should be able to rotate guys. If we're handling this thing right, yeah.
If you're number two wide receiver with Sammy leaving, do you prefer to have a guy sort of take that job, or is the combination of guys comfortable?
Yeah, so right now it's a combination of guys. You know, I mean, they're working, and we're doing okay there. So, and that's normally how it kind of works, you know. And when Sammy was injured, that's how it worked from there, yeah.
An opportunity there. How has he looked since coming back from the opt-out, and how valuable are these?
Yeah, you know what? First of all, he came back in great shape, and that's paid off for him. I mean, he's out there and he's battling like crazy, and going against good players on our defensive front. So he's getting good looks, and he's holding his own. So I appreciate his effort, and he's getting better every day. Right? Those two things with a young player, I'll take.
Really getting a lot of reps in a lot of different spots. How valuable is it to have a guy like that you can just plug
and play anywhere? Yeah, well, we all have confidence in him. He's played. Larry's played. I mean, we've got guys. Austin's played. So you got these guys that are backing up that have the experience. So Andrew plays every position across the board. Larry's got those inside positions, and Austin can do all three also. So. Yeah, so I mean, we rotate enough. DeMarcus is fine. We know what he can do. He knows all the spots. He's competing like crazy for that particular position, but he also knows we rotate and move guys all around. So he understands how we operate. You know, and I think they all do. All the guys that have a chance to be in there understand that. A
couple more. Can we get Devin Keegner shortly? What is it about him?
I didn't hear what you said. Say, Devin Key.
Devin Key here.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What is it about him that has stood out the most to you, and how fortunate are you that you were able to get him as an undrafted?
Yeah, player? So smart, right? That's the first thing. Smart, can make the calls on the back end, has enough skill to get off the hash and do some things, or out of the middle of the field and do some things outside. So, and good instincts to go with the smarts. 10-10-10, yes.
Okay, so you're done with your pads for now, at least for this week.
Yeah, this week, yeah.
Your thoughts on 3 days of pads?
Till Sunday.
Did you want to? Okay.
Yep. So we went three pad of practices, and I thought the guys, they're going back and forth, offense, defense, which is a positive, makes you better. And I think the competition is good. We've had a lot of one versus one and two versus two, three versus three action. So you're getting good on good, and that I think is important to help get you better.
Last one, Steve.
Coach, how hard is it to get the intensity that you want in the competition without having the kind of blow-ups we've seen in some other camps and brawls that can distract you, get away from what you're trying to do?
Yeah, so we try to go at a fast pace and try to get as many plays in. And it's, you know, you get in a fight and it kind of drains the system. Like you're not going to be doing very good the next play, and that's what you're putting on tape. So We try to keep the tempo up. I'm not big on fighting. I mean, that's not my deal. We're not, you know, this isn't Ultimate Fighting or something. This is football. And so we roll. Go fast. That doesn't mean things don't happen, right? But we're trying to go fast and try to be accurate and put out on the play. If you do that right, you'd be too tired to fight. All right.